Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're grateful. We take nothing for granted. Again, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. We have a great show coming up for you, and we have a beautiful, beautiful guest tonight with a beautiful spirit. She's beautiful inside and out. But before we jump into the show, I want to thank our sponsors of On Fire to Inspire for being a blessing in every way that you do. We have Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, who is our custom all beauty lady. She takes care of me at all times, I tell you. She does everything from locks, relaxers, natural hair, braids, everything that needs to be done with beauty, that's Rise Hair and Beauty Bar. Then we have a Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expressions by Design takes care of all of your custom products that you need, whether you need it professionally, or T-shirts and mugs, pens, anything you need customized, then they can take care of you. Ashley Squashton, her team. And then we have April Graphics. April Graphics is spelled APHOGRAFX, and they can take care of all of your graphics needs, from letterheads to guys. I do apologize. We have some technical issues that are trying to go on this evening, but you know what? We bind it and we rebuke every technical issue and we release the on every evening. So it's for this great evening, this great show. And thanking each and every sponsor for showing in to us every way that they do. We Unique Expression by Design was the last one I was talking about. And Unique Expression by Design is all of our sponsors. Question. We also have one more. Inspired Jewels, the number four, the letter U. Inspired Jewels, the number four, U.com. You can get your $5 paparazzi jewelry out there. Check it out. I tell you guys, you definitely, definitely want to take a look at that. And also, we have a new sponsor that has a site. His site is www.getonthegel.com. This is a product that will definitely help with a lot. They help and assist in a lot of things that people have been having some great, great, great testimonials. So getonthegel.com. And for more information, check out their website, www.getonthegel.com. And once you check that site out, watch their video, then you can give us a call at 678-750-3233, and we can get you connected to the appropriate team. Again, that is www.getonthegel.com. Thank you to each and every sponsor that has thrown into us in every way that you have. We truly, truly appreciate you. We thank God for you. Tonight's topic is adjusted crowns. And so we have to show the breakfast tour coming up, breakfast brunch coming up this coming weekend in Noonan, Georgia. And I tell y'all, I'm so excited and so honored to be able to be the MC for that event. The event is going to be held in Noonan, but we're not going to talk about it like right this very minute. We want to introduce one. hear us?
I'm here.
Okay, great evening to you. Welcome to On Fire Inspire. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on this evening, and I am just so excited about the event this weekend, the Wives and Widows Adjusting Crowns. And I think the vision that the Lord has given Nalorence is so needed, and I appreciate her stepping out in faith, in obedience to the vision that God has placed in her heart to create an opportunity for women, for us women, to be able to come together as wives, as widows, and also singles will be there this year to learn from one another, to grow together, and to adjust our crowns. And I think that just the name of the event, Wives and Widows Adjusting Crowns, is such a powerful thing in and of itself, because when we look at, you know, when we look at what it really means to make an adjustment, it speaks to something that's changing. It's when we make an adjustment, we change something slightly to make it work better, to make it fit better, to make it even more suitable. And, you know, an adjustment can also be painful. And I know, I don't know, have you ever been to the chiropractor and had those chiropractor adjustments?
It's been a long time, but I don't remember that being possible at all.
But those adjustments, the adjustments can be painful, but the adjustments are designed to correct something. And so when I went to the chiropractor, she showed me an X-ray of my spine, and it was curved. And so she told me she was going to have to make an adjustment, a neck adjustment. And she took my head, and she was turning it to the right, turning it to the left. And it was painful, but it was designed to help my spine straighten up and to align so that I could, my body could work better and function better, and I could have better health. And so some of the adjustments that we experience in life are painful, but they're designed to help us to be more effective in what we do. Sometimes we need some change to come into some areas of our life. So, you know, my background, I am a wife, and I have been married for 34 years. I'm a wife and I'm a mother. And my husband and I celebrated our 34th wedding anniversary this month. And I am very passionate about marriage, and I'm very passionate about women and relationships. And I believe that really my first ministry is to my family. And I chose to be a stay-at-home mom because I believe that my first ministry was to my family. And I take my hat off to women that are career women and who also are full-time moms. And it's just, I don't see how they do it, and I just commend them because it's two jobs. And when you're working outside of the home and you're a wife and you are a mother, and that's why I believe an event like the one that we're going to have this weekend is so important, because as women, as wives, as mother, as career women, we pour out so much, and we need to be poured back into. And I really believe this weekend is going to be an event where we are going to be poured back into, and God is going to heal some broken places in us and heal some hurt places in us, because as wives and as mothers, career women, sometimes we are hurt. We're misunderstood. We can be in relationships that are challenging. And we carry sometimes deep-seated hurts. We're dealing with struggling with things that we don't feel like we really have anybody to talk to, because we don't know if anyone would understand what I'm going through in my marriage, what I'm dealing with my husband, what I'm dealing with my kids. And I believe that this event this weekend is going to allow us to be able to talk about those things. And I know that when I first married, one of the things that I struggled with was low self-esteem. I had self-esteem issues, and I grew up in a very loving family and a loving home. But the environment that I was in outside of my home was hostile. That's the best way I know how to describe it. I was in an environment where I began to internalize feelings of inferiority because of the way I was being treated. As a child, I could see that I was, for whatever reason, being treated differently, and I didn't know how. As a child, I didn't know how to articulate it, but I just saw that I was being treated different than some other kids that didn't look like me. I was being treated differently, and I said, and I just started feeling like, well, maybe something's wrong with me. And, you know, that thought just kept coming to my mind, well, something must be wrong with me if I'm being treated different. And that just kind of opened the door for those feelings of inferiority to come in. And so when I first married, I had to, you know, it was very difficult for me to really, I didn't like when my husband would get angry with me, or if we would have an argument or something like that, because when you struggle with feelings of inferiority, the greatest thing you fear is rejection. And so my personality, I have what is called a peacemaker personality. I like to do what makes for peace. And that is a good thing, but sometimes you can't get to peace until you resolve issues that are keeping us from peace. And that was the thing that I just wanted to avoid conflict. And so that's not a healthy thing, though, because the good things can come out of conflict. There's healthy conflict. And so the Lord has done a work in me and has allowed me to know that, listen, I made you. And I'm sharing this because sometimes I meet women and I see them and they're beautiful and they're gifted and they're talented, but they don't see it. They don't feel like it. They have gifts and talents and abilities that can be a blessing to so many people, and no one would ever know it. But what began to really help me was to recognize that God created me in His image. He has a good plan for everyone's life. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 tells us. I'm accepted in the Beloved. He loves me. And if God loves me, that means I'm valuable. And I had to learn how to place a value on myself and to develop an identity that was not based on how people treated me or what people said about me, but it was based on what God's word said about me. And so it was a process that allowed me to begin to say, you know, the Lord just said, you know, I can hold my head up. I can be confident. And not in a cocky way, but my confidence is in God, because it's in Him that we live and we move and we have our being. And recognizing that the gifts and abilities that He gives to all of us are good. And He created us with purpose, on purpose, and for a purpose. And so I just pray that, you know, the women that will be coming this weekend will believe differently, will leave transformed, will leave empowered, will leave knowing that they're loved by God, that they're a daughter of destiny, that no matter what has happened to them, what they've done, where they've been, or even what might be going on in their life presently, they can do all things through Christ, head and not tail. And I just know that I'm believing this just to be a powerful time. That's what I sense as I've been praying. We're coming together. We know that where two or three are gathered together in the Lord's name, that He's in the midst. So God is going to be in our presence. But, you know, as I was praying about the event that's coming up this weekend, it's like the Lord was saying to me, women are coming to be in one place, to be in one accord. And my mind just went back. My mind went back to the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. That's what happened. One place, one accord. And then suddenly, there was a sound from heaven. And I just believe this weekend for women that suddenly God is going to do something in us. Suddenly that we're going to be transformed in our thinking. Suddenly our relationships are going to be transformed. Suddenly we're going to understand who we are and what God wants us to do. Suddenly we're going to be able to receive God's love. Suddenly we're going to be able to just release and forgive, that God is going to do a work suddenly in us as we're coming together. And it's going to be by his spirit, and it's going to be powerful. And I'm just so very excited about the opportunity to be able to be a part of what God wants to do through Wives and Widows Adjusting Crowns through this brunch this weekend. Very excited about it.
Yes, I tell you, it is such an honor to be able to be a part of, you know, this vision. And the obedience, like you said, is now has walked in obedience, because she's never been to Newman. But, you know, this is an assignment and a divine appointment that God has placed on her tour. So she's walking in obedience, and I'm so excited about it. She asked me some months ago about being her MC, and she said, how close is that to Atlanta? I said, well, it's about an hour from where I am. I said, but, hey, I got to come support you, my sister. She was like, well, can you be my MC? I said, sure. So, you know, and this is the funny part about it, Carla. Nell and I have prayed together. We've talked on chat. We've talked over the phone. But we've never met each other. This will be our first time meeting each other in the last 3 or 4 years. We've been friends on Facebook. Yes.
Wow.
So when I tell you kindred spirits, that's my little sister.
Yes. And we are sisters. We are women of virtuous women. We are daughters of destiny. And it's going to be a blessing for us to be able to just come together and to pour into one another, learn from one another, cry with each other, pray with each other, minister to each other. And pray, you know, I'm just believing that as we pray together, that God is going to move in our midst. And that's one of the things that I believe God gives women. Just there's a way that we pray. I mean, the scripture tells us in Jeremiah 9:17, it tells us to call for the mourning women and to send for the cunning women. And when we come together and we cry out for one another, our homes, our families, our marriages, our lives, our children, our communities, the nations, that God is going to pour out. We are going to touch heaven as we cry out to God this weekend. And as he's adjusting us, you know, we, you know, again, that whole idea of adjusting is to change something to make it more effective. And that's what we want to be as women. We want to be effective wives. We want to be effective mothers, effective career women, effective servants of God, effective sisters in the Lord, just effective people. And so coming together, you know, God's making some adjustments in us so that we can we can be more effective. And I just believe the whole idea of the Wives and Widows Adjusting Crowns, and those crowns are just speaking to us about, you know, crowns are worn by people that have authority, that crowns are symbolic of power. Crowns are symbolic of royalty. And again, I just believe God wants us to see ourselves as women the right way. We are powerful. We are royalty. I mean, we are a royal priesthood, part of a royal priesthood and a holy nation. That's what the Word of God, the Word of God tells us that in 1 Peter 2:9. And so God, I believe, wants us to adjust our vision. I know I had to. I was not seeing myself the right way We're royal priesthood. We're holy nation. We are wearing crowns because we have power and authority that God has given us as women of God in the earth to do the work of God in the earth.
Yes.
And so I'm just believing that we will be transformed. Every woman, we will be transformed and adjusted as we wear our crowns. We're going to be more effective when we leave.
Mm.
We're going to be transformed because anytime people come into an atmosphere where there's prophetic expectation, where there's agreement, where God's name is being lifted up, where there's worship, that that type of atmosphere is transformational. And any time we come into God's presence, we are changed in some way. Anytime we come into God's presence, because in God's presence there's a fullness. You know, the Word of God tells us in Psalm 68:11, in God's presence there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So as we come together and get in God's presence on Saturday, I believe we're going to experience just God's power in a new way, in a fresh way, in a powerful way, in a transforming way. We're going to be adjusted so that we can be more effective and more powerful as we wear our crowns. We wear our crowns. So I really love the theme, wives and widows adjusting crowns. I think it's powerful and it's prophetic. It speaks to what God wants to do in us and even through us as women.
Amen. I tell you, you made me think about something when you said we were going to expectation. And I remember posting last week, the Lord had reminded me, because he told me this even last year. He said, your expectation is going to produce an experience. And so if we're expecting him to move, I remember he told me one day, he said, because your thumb is in me, I have to show up. I have to be there. You know, because
so
I summoned him. You know, so I said, oh my God, that is so beautiful. But you know, there's nothing like when you have a relationship with him and just love on him and let him love on you.
Yes.
And so we're going to be able to love on the ladies and some of those places that have been written that.
Yes.
And taking care of that. And that's the realism. I'm for everything he's going to be doing.
I love that. That's so powerful what you're saying. You know, when our expectation, you know, we're believing God, that expectation produces an experience, and that is so powerful. And I'm believing, I'm just in agreement with what you're saying, that we will be able to love on each other. And love is a healing balm. Love never fails. And sometimes we can be married and not feel loved. We can be in a relationship and not feel loved. And we carry hurts and wounds from past things that have happened to us. Sometimes even all the way back to our childhood. And no one knows. And I'm just believing that this atmosphere is going to be a freeing atmosphere, a releasing atmosphere where we can release the hurts and the pains of our past and be healed, be adjusted so that we can be more effective as we wear our crowns, as we shine for the Lord. I mean, crowns are beautiful. And God wants to beautify us. He beautifies the meek with salvation. He beautifies the meek with deliverance. And God is going to do that for us. He wants us to come in one way, but leave another way. And so I am just so excited about and just thankful and honored to be able to be a part of what God wants to do in all of our lives this weekend on Saturday. I believe that the women are going to, it's going to be such a powerful time coming together.
Yes. You know, anytime you can get my or it's an exposure. Now we have event of television and I saw that in the spirit explosion, and it was
wow.
Just like, oh my goodness, it was not. It was
yes.
Some manifestation, some healing, and you know the power of God
yes.
Was powerful, and so
yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
On the move, looking for that. Make sure that you do. I'm gonna do everything more because it's our state as we come together. Because it's our
yes, yes.
I believe,
so excited. Yes, yes. I'm excited. I believe it's going to be a powerful, powerful time. And I'm, again, because of Nalorent's obedience and faith and stepping mm-hmm. out to the vision that God has given her. And that's something, you know, that all of us just have to begin to do. We just have to step out by faith in obedience. You're, you know, being the MC in obedience. I'm coming in obedience. And we, as we step out in obedience, God is going to bless that. And I'm just believing that all the women that come, even in obedience, that God is saying to women to go, to make a sacrifice, to come, and that they'll be blessed in coming and be blessed in their obedience. God always rewards faith and obedience. And so this weekend is going to be so powerful because it was the faithful obedience of Nalorent and those who have
mm-hmm.
helped her to put this event together so that women can be blessed, so that God can be glorified, so that the devil can get a black eye and be bound in the name of Jesus, so that we can be set free and adjusted, so that we can become more effective. Recognizing that we're wearing our crowns, God wants us to hold our heads up, to be confident, and know that we have power that He's given us to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And we can go forth Saturday after the brunch and step into whatever situation we have to, knowing that God is with us and for us, and mm-hmm. see God turn things around in our lives. And I'm just believing.
Yeah.
With you for God, for that explosion. And God, God gave me the word suddenly. So and you know what? An explosion is something that happens suddenly. But it's a powerful thing. Explosions are powerful. And so we're believing for God to do just an explosion of His power in our lives this Saturday. Amen. I lost you a little bit. I hope you can still hear me.
Make sure that you join us in Newland, Georgia.
Yes.
You have to. Eventbrite. The tickets are $20, but when I tell you, you are going to be blessed. We're going to have vendors there. There's going to be a catered meal. You're going to have giveaways. At the end, we're going to be doing an adjusting. We're going to be doing an adjusting crown ceremony. So I'm telling you, you want
powerful.
To get there. That address is 100 Mount Calvary Church Road in Newman, Georgia 30265. It's an hour drive for me. I think it's about the same for you, Carly.
It is, right? Yes. Yes, it is.
And so if we can drive an hour and you're within that time frame of driving, guys, get there. Meet us there. Go out to Eventbrite. Get your ticket. And I'm telling you, you will not. You're going to be mad at yourself if you don't go out here and do it. But for Carly,
Yes.
The expectation we have is we're going to be experiencing so much, and it's going to be a suddenly, it's going to be explosive.
Yes.
And I'm just looking for God to move in a whole new way. I'm looking for some
Amen.
Women who thought they had to get further for them to get their next win, their second win, and say, whoo,
yes.
I let
yes.
go of all of that because it wasn't
That's right.
any longer. And
yes.
so we, ooh, girl.
Yes, yes.
I'm excited.
Yes.
It's gonna be
a tremendous blessing. Tremendous blessing. And just as you said, load lifted. Because women, we carry things sometimes, and God wants us to cast those cares on Him, and He's gonna do it suddenly. That explosive power. Amen.
And you want to leave with the ladies and gentlemen that are listening to the broadcast this evening. Anything you want to leave with them as a reminder?
I would say that God is moving by His Spirit in this season, and that when you step into this atmosphere on Saturday, you're going to be stepping into a move of God that is going to change your life. That no matter who you are, where you are, what's going on in your life, God is going to meet you there on Saturday. And if you're a person that's not going to be able to come, you might be a man, that's a husband that's listening, but you might be able to send your wife. You might be able to send your sister. You might be able to send a woman that you know is broken and that is hurting. This is going to be a move of God that you don't want the women, men in your life to miss out on, because God is moving in a powerful way. There's going to be an explosion of God's power in our lives in 2018, and this is one of those Kairos moments that you don't want to miss. And so we want to encourage everyone to come and to be a part, to know that God is going to speak to all of us and that we're going to be adjusted so that we can become more effective and powerful in what He's called us to be and called us to do. And so I just want to encourage everyone to know that God is with you, He's for you, and allow Him to order your steps in obedience that He can bless you as He desires to. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I tell you, it's going to be very, very powerful, because I know every time I have technical difficulties like I've been having tonight, I know the show is going to be powerful.
Yes.
So, you know, someone's blessed by just the things that have been said tonight. It's given them a little, it's given them the fire that they needed to say, you know what, let me just let this go and just give it to God, because it wasn't my theory. And for those who are like, you know, in California, you're nowhere near the driving distance, you know what? You just go ahead and travel in the spirit with us, and you're not going to miss your portion. Understand that we're just in the crown for you as well. So it's time for you to take every weight and everything that did not belong to you and hold your head up and walk forth and move forward. There's another thing that's been said a lot lately. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward.
Yes.
And the things of God. And like you said, Carla, He's moving by His Spirit. So the things you did yesterday, last year, they're not good enough anymore. So what you got to do is seek His face and move forth in what He's telling you to do by His Spirit.
Amen. That's so powerful.
Not grandmama's prayers. Not grandmama's prayers and aunties and prayers. No.
Yes.
Your relationship. Speaking to Him, letting Him speak back to you, because He is Abba to you. Just understand that He is.
Yes.
Understand
Amen.
That He is.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Glory
because
to God.
We're going to definitely have to have you back on with us one night and just share with us. You know, we're talking about Justin Crown tonight, but there is something else in your spirit that we're going to have to bring on back onto the show. I don't know what it is yet, but my Father will reveal it to me. But
thank you.
Well, just give God praise. You have such a beautiful spirit and a beautiful heart. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday morning.
Yes,
and,
yes. I'm
being a blessing to the women.
Amen. And I thank you again for allowing me to be able to share this evening, and we are excited. I'm excited to meet my sister, some new sisters on Saturday. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Amen.
Powerful time.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Carla, how do we follow you if we want to follow you beyond the show?
Well, you can follow me on Facebook, Carla Conaway, C-O-N-A-W-A-Y. I spell my name Carla with the C, C-A-R-L-A. And my husband and I are also songwriters, and we have a fan page that's called The Conaways. And so that's on Facebook. And our Twitter handle is MWM_Records. You can follow us that way on Facebook and on Instagram, Masters Will Music. That's how you can follow us on the social media platforms, and I look forward to being able to just connect in all those good ways.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank God for you sharing tonight, sharing your gifts, sharing your talents and your abilities as you are in encouraging, enlightening, and empowering others to do the same. So I look forward to seeing you Saturday morning.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you as well. And thank you again for having me on. I've enjoyed it, and I just consider it an honor. And thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I'll see you then.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Be blessed.
God bless you too. We've had an awesome, awesome show tonight. And if you missed any of our discussion, you want to go back and listen to the recording, which will be available in about 5 minutes from the time we close the show out. So make sure you go out and listen. If you're in the driving area, please meet us out in Noonan for the Justin Crown breakfast brunch tour. I'm telling you, you're going to be empowered. Go out to Eventbrite and purchase your ticket this evening. Don't wait. Don't delay. Go ahead and get your ticket. Your ticket is $20. Go out on Eventbrite. And the location is 100 Mount Calvary Church Road, Noonan, Georgia, 30265. And in that $20, you're going to get brunch. We have vendors there. It's going to be question and answer sessions. We have two speakers. Yours truly, I will be emceeing. And then we also have an adjusting crown. We have a crowning ceremony at the end of the afternoon. So when I tell you I'm excited about this, and I just give God praise for Nalorence as she's walking in obedience. Because as I said before, Nalorence has never been to Noonan, Georgia. She lives in Dothan, Alabama. But God opened up the door, and she's walking in obedience. And that's one of the things in this hour, that sometimes you may not understand it. Sometimes you may not even, you know, it may not even feel like, oh, it's uncomfortable. One of the things the Lord said to me, he said to me, I need you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so even with last week, he would not allow me to select a guest. And at 7:30, he gave me a topic. And at 8 o'clock, he said, now you deliver it. And we opened up the phone lines and had a great, great discussion. But again, it's about being still enough to hear the voice of the Lord. Because in this hour, we got to move by his spirit. And if you're not moving by his spirit, baby, you're going to get left behind. So I encourage you, each and every person, as you're moving forth, you know, stay in your word. Get negative people up out of your ear gate. You know, one of the things we even talked about last week was, what are you? Who's on your front row? Who do you have that's in your inner circle? Because everybody don't need to be. If they're not encouraging you and pushing you, then you need to move them. It's time for us to move forth in the things of God. The Lord said before I released this show almost 4 years ago, he said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. So ladies and gentlemen, whoever is listening this evening, it's time for you to stop existing. So go ahead and shake off everything that happened to you. I'm not negating that it didn't happen, but it's time for us to rise up. The Lord said it was time to awaken, arise, and move. So I don't know who this word is for, but it's time for you to move in the things of God. He's placed some things on the inside of you that is ready to be birthed. There are some people that are supposed to be entrepreneurs. It's time for that to be birthed. There are some caterers. There are some people supposed to be writing some books. There are some people that's been sitting on some dreams, and I declare your deliverance from every fear, every doubt, every second guess right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak to you as the purpose midwife that God has called me to be. It's time for that baby to birth. So I summon you to get in position and do what he's called you to do. I thank you guys for listening to us this evening. We thank Carla again for joining us. We will be back same time next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah Vola, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Guys, go out and purchase your ticket on Eventbrite, Adjusting Crowds. Love you guys, and we'll speak to you next week.